produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
You are who you say you are. Yeah, yeah. You're more to me than any superstar.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Faith Walkers. I am Iona, or as I'm now called, Lady Faith, your host and founder of Faith Walkers, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. Faith Walkers is a radio broadcast committed to elevating your physical, mental, and spiritual health and fitness through walking in intentional movement. For those who have been following me, I commend you for the work you've done thus far and also congratulate you on your work that you've done and your continued commitment to your personal faith walk journey. First, I'd like to thank Ms. Josie Hopkins, CEO of Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, and Ms. Kayla Padgett, CEO and founder of Finding My Way Radio Network USA, for this opportunity to be of service. As many of you know, the Faith Walker broadcast is committed to honoring, reinforcing, and obedience to God's Word, as it tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 and 20. Our bodies are temples in which the Holy Spirit resides. So why focus on fitness? Because we are not our own. And verse 20 tells us, who should do this? Me and you. As many of you already know, in the scriptures it tells us, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, that whatever we do, we are to do it to glorify God. If we choose not to follow a healthy lifestyle, not to eat in a healthy manner, not to practice self-control, exercise, and not care about our bodies, we are choosing to not honor God. I'm not making this up, y'all. It's in His Word, so read it for yourself. I don't know about you, but I don't want to do anything that is not pleasing to God. Please grab some paper and something to write with. As I mentioned in my last broadcast, today our focus is on tracking. I will be providing some resources that, believe me, you will want to take note of. So first, let's look at why we should track. My belief is that in order to know where you're going, you have to get a clear picture of where you currently are. And as with any journey, before you set out, you need a guide in how to get to your destination. Years ago, we utilized a map. Today, we have technology with using GPS. Your fitness tracking is like plugging into your GPS before setting out on your journey. It's the same principle. You start with your current level, log in your desired fitness goal, and with the tools I'm going to share with you today, like a GPS, you'll be able to map out your course. Today I want to share three major principles that I can personally guarantee will bring you success. Number one, and most importantly, as you embark on your personal fitness journey, it's important to document and write down your fitness activity. I use a desk calendar for this. You can use a journal, a wall, or pocket calendar, anything you're most comfortable with. Even your cell phone has note-taking capabilities now. After years of yo-yo dieting, and yes, I did Journey Craig, Weight Watchers, fasting, supplements, you know the rest of the story. My experience with what I'm about to share to you today was the key to my success. Reaching your fitness goals can be accomplished through the simple method of tracking. Two apps that I have used for years that keeps me in a state of awareness when it comes to my health, along with having a laser focus on my end goal, and for me, I'm happy to say I'm currently in maintenance. Always remember to do you. What works for someone else is not and may not work for you. It took me a long time to be comfortable with this. When I was in the gym, I would always compare myself to what somebody else was doing. So I urge you to just do you. The first app I want to share with you is found in your app store, and the best part is that it's absolutely free. You have an opportunity to purchase an expanded version if you choose, but I've been using this app for years, and I've never purchased the extended version. All I can say about this app is it works. Initially, when I first began tracking, I just recorded what I was currently eating without changing my diet. Now, you have to be very honest and record everything you put in your mouth. I cannot repeat that enough. As I said, I ate without changing my diet, and after a few weeks, it was crystal clear that I was headed towards some of the very statistics we explored in my previous broadcast. I was shocked at my numbers. I had no clue my intake and dietary choices were as bad as they were. Tracking was a real eye-opener for me. The app I'm referencing is called MyNetDiary. I use the Calorie Focus dashboard in this app, and I'm going to spell MyNetDiary. It's M-Y. NETDIARY. This app will allow you to set up your profile, entering your current weight and your goal weight, and a time frame to achieve it. You can track your daily exercise, and it's recommended by the ADA that we work out at least 30 minutes a day, 3 to 5 days a week. You can record your daily steps, and again, the goal, according to the ADA, is 10,000 steps a day, 3 to 5 days a week. You can track your water intake, and the rule of thumb for that is to drink half of your body weight in water daily. The system will also track your total sodium intake, and for me, my set maximum was 2,300 milligrams. It will also target and track your calories, your protein, and your fat intake. And this is automatic when you enter your food. And as an added bonus, once you reach your goal weight, there's a maintenance plan, which I, again, am happy to say I am on. Once I saw where I was initially under the guidance of this app, I began to plan my strategy. Today, my weight has held steady for about 8 years now. No gains, no losses. Believe me, this was no easy task for me with having lupus as a diagnosis and taking steroids for well over 25 years. The second resource I want to share with you is one you probably already know, is YouTube. My favorite workout partner was found on YouTube, and her name is Leslie Sansone. That's L-E-S-L-E-I, last name S-A-N-S-O-N-E. She is my favorite workout partner. When I had to alter my outdoor routine and my gym workouts, I began to work out with her. But simply type whatever physical activity motivates you into the YouTube search box, whether it's walking, running, weight training, body sculpting, workouts for seniors, Zumba, and my new love, hula hoop. The list goes on, and I guarantee you'll find something that will resonate with your fitness level, your spirit, and your desire to get up and move. The third thing I want to share with you is to define what motivates you to move. For me, it's music, which I'm sure you guys are probably already have figured out if you've been following Faith Walker since its inception. I love to dance, always have and always will. So when I hear a nice beat, my body automatically has an innate desire to move. But now I dance to the glory of God. And don't forget your diet. You are what you eat. And it's true. Garbage in, garbage out. As I said previously, I was surprised to take a cold, hard look at what I was fueling my body with. And we will explore this topic more in our next broadcast. So there you have it, my personal journey to success. Together, let's explore, download, and utilize the tools that we need for our health improvement journey. The time to start, guys, is today, right now, because time is crucial. Tomorrow is not promised to any of us. And let's tip that health and wellness continuum in our favor. In my 34 years as an RN, believe me, I have seen what practicing an unhealthy lifestyle can do. So you either pay now or you're going to pay later. But the one thing is guaranteed is that you will pay. So together, let's build, maintain consistency, put our faith in action, and get up and move. We're faith walking into our divine appointed destiny, building and fortifying our body temple to be the very best for God, the God that is in us. On our last broadcast, I shared some health statistics with you. If you have not had an opportunity, please listen to it. It's an eye-opener. You can request past broadcasts simply by sending me an email to vhsfaithwalker@gmail.com. That's vhsfaithwalker@gmail.com. And let's make improving your health your number one priority. Remember to schedule 30 minutes of uninterrupted time each day to get moving, commune with God, and fortify your mind, body, and spirit. The map to success is simple. Pray, read God's word, believe in yourself, track your journey, stay obedient and committed, modify your dietary intake, put one foot in front of the other, and together let's move. Move from talking faith to walking in faith. Together, let's step up and step out in faith with intention. You can also check out my faith-inspired line of apparel on Facebook. Spread the message of hope, inspiration, and healing as you faith walk in your daily life. Today, I'm wearing one of my favorite shirts that simply reads, "Speak Life," and the accompanying mask that reads, "Believe." And again, you can email me, vhsfaithwalker@gmail.com, and listen, you're never too young or too old to journey with me. And until we meet again, remember, when you're out and about, walk in faith. I'm going to close out with music by Brother Kamal titled, "Walk in Faith, Not by Sight." And until we meet again, peace and abundant blessings to all.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Woke up from that dream with a feeling unlike anything I'd ever experienced. I had a new sense of purpose because of all the dreamers who have paved the way for me and inspired me. And I was no longer afraid to dream big dreams. I learned that nothing was impossible, and I could accomplish anything I set my mind to. While I sat in the basement and reflected on the journey I'd just taken with my mother and the things I saw vividly as I dreamed, I knew that it was my life's work to share what I knew with others so they would dream big dreams too. I dream big and small. Sometimes, man, I don't even dream at all. I dream of what I shall become, the good deeds that will be done. That teacher nurturing our young, a lawyer contesting the trials that have begun. That doctor saving lives, my president to change that state of mind. A scientist seeking change agents, a builder engineering the world's new creation. I dream of becoming an athlete or performer, of something that will transform him or her. An astronaut among the stars, shining bright and providing new insight, changing the world and impacting nations. Love, peace, and kindness are my recommendations. I dream big, I dream small. I dream that I am a role model for all.
Hello and welcome to Dab with Coach K. I am your host, Transformational Coach K, and I am so honored and grateful that you have tuned in with me on today. I'm so grateful to share this platform with you and hope that something is shared that will inspire you, encourage you, and empower you along your journey. So today I want to speak to you about dreams. You know, as a young girl, I dreamed of having my own business and working with children, working with music and in the entertainment industry. And as I got older, I even dreamed of going to college, getting married, having children, traveling the world, and living in another state. Now, many of my dreams actually manifested into reality, while others faded away. We must never stop dreaming. So what do you dream? I know we all dream. So what are some of the things that you dream? How many of your dreams have come true? And for those that did not manifest, why? Was it due to fear, self-doubt and sabotage, finances, sacrifices that you chose to make, or whatever the case may be, why didn't they manifest? Sometimes our dreams don't happen because life gets in the way. So we put them on hold. We're afraid to take risks. Fear sets in. And that good old self-sabotage. I'm not good enough. I'm too young or I'm too old. I don't have what it takes. I don't have the money. I don't have the experience. I don't know anyone. I don't have what it takes. Does any of that sound familiar? Lies. You can do anything that you set your mind to. Sometimes we have to get out of our own way and believe in ourselves and what God has gifted us to do and trust God. There are times when God just wants us to trust him and take one step so that he can do the rest. There are many obstacles, many obstacles that can occur that can hinder us from making our dreams come true, such as our environments or how we grow up. Life happens, a tragedy occurs, or other people, money. But the huge one is us, you and me. That's right. We are our biggest hurdle that needs to overcome. Because sometimes we don't believe in ourselves or we don't trust that we have what it takes. So I want to encourage you today and let you know that you can do this. Let me say that one more time. You can do this. And I'm going to say it because I think somebody else needs to hear it. You can do this. So we're going to go through some steps that can help you see your dreams become a reality. So the first one is, what are your dreams? So what do you dream about? And be sure that you write every single one of them down. Now, we might forget. Sometimes we dream about things and, you know, we may actually not remember them, and that's okay. But the ones that you do remember or what you can remember, make sure that you write them down. Some may be manageable or be more manageable than others, and that is okay as well. I've learned that sometimes we are given dreams that we have to grow into. Now, let me just stop right there for a minute. So I, you know, even for me, I've dreamed so many things and dreamed so many things. Never once did I dream that I would have my own radio show. That's number one. I don't even think I never once desired it. But I, you know, I now have my own radio show. I'm the host, right? But not only that, it's an international show. This is a dream that I had to grow into. Why? Because one, I never dreamt it in the first place, but God. Number two is there were other things that I did that I did dream, or God gave me the vision and I took those steps. I was obedient and I took those steps, right? And because I took those steps, I can only see so far because my vision or my vision is limited. But God, he sees and knows all, right? So only even though I can only see what I dreamed, God had more planned for me. He knew my destiny, because why? He planned it, right? In the Bible, it says, I know the plans that I have for you. So he already knew it. So even though I couldn't see past what was in front of me or past what I dreamed, God knew. And so I had to grow into, I had to go through some things that allowed me to grow into the vision that God had for me, and even to grow into some of the dreams that I had for myself or that I dreamt for myself. Because sometimes we can only see, or we only dream like, you know, a little small thing. So part of my dream that I had when I was younger was that I wanted to be in the entertainment industry. At that time, when I dreamt it, when I was young, as a little kid in elementary school, I had no clue what I really wanted that to look like. But it was a large enough vision that I had to dream, I had to grow into. And so I've worked in the entertainment industry in various capacities, right? But now I still am doing it. I kind of got away from it a little bit. I still work in it a little bit, but I kind of got away from it. But now I'm back full-fledged, as now I am the host of my own radio show. And so I'm grateful. So I just want to remind you that there are some times where you're going to have to grow into your dreams. And although we may see the dream in one way, God's vision for us, God's plan for us is so much bigger. The next one, your vision. Write your vision, write your plan out. It may start out as a simple task to reach it. For example, if my dream is to become an actress or a business owner, then I may have to take some acting classes. You know, I may need to get a coach. I may audition for some shows or land a role, etc. Or as a business owner, I may want to speak or connect with other business owners in and out of the field that I'm interested in. I need to network and develop a business plan or take some actions or take some other necessary actions or courses that may help me along this journey. Also, I need to get inspired. So number one, what is your dreams? Number two, your vision. Number three, get inspired. You want to go to some events and things that you can not only teach you, but help you make connections, but also that will inspire you to continue on this journey. But ultimately, you have to inspire yourself over and over and over and over again, because it will get hard at times. You can't always depend or look for outside influences to pick you up. Sometimes you have to look within. I'm going to say majority of the times you have to look within. And then you also want to push yourself. As I just stated, it's going to get hard from time to time, and possibly you may get stuck in a rut, but you have to push yourself and surround yourself with people who will push and challenge you past your comfort zones. For some, that may be having a mentor or a coach or taking classes to continually build on skills as well as knowledge. Also, you have to be aware of self-doubt and self-sabotage. Remember, your past doesn't determine your future. Sometimes we can talk ourselves out of doing things because we are scared, fearful of what the end results will be. Looking at not having the means to accomplish something. And it can be scary. So it is very important that you really steer away from self-doubt and self-sabotage. Yes, it will come when you least expect it. But it is important that when you see it, when you recognize it, when you hear it, when you feel it, that you do something about it that will counter that mindset. So if I'm just going about my day and the thought comes in, you can't do that. You don't have what it takes. Oh, yes, I can. I'm going to replace it immediately. Oh, yes, I can. I can do this. Why? Because the Bible says that through Christ, I can do all things. That strengthens me. With God, nothing is impossible. So yes, I can do this. If somebody tells you, oh, I don't know if you can do that, or you don't have what it takes. Oh, yes, I can. You speak to yourself. You speak life into you and into your situation. It has to come from within. So push yourself and be aware of that self-doubt and self-sabotage. Also, you need to believe in yourself. This is one of the things that you can do to counter that self-doubt and that self-sabotage. You have to remind yourself of your goals. Tell yourself positive affirmations about yourself, your dreams, your goals, and remember to encourage yourself. It may be a song that you hear that is a reminder to you, that speaks into you. It may be affirmations, so positive affirmations. I am powerful. I am loved. I am valued. I am an actress if that's your desire. I am an engineer if that's your desire. I am an entrepreneur if that's your desire. I am a business owner. I am a CEO of a top 500 company if that is your desire. I am a pastor if that is your desire. Speak those things as if they already are. You may not even have the money. You may not even be in the right position at the time, but you speak those things as if they already are. I am. Those are some powerful affirmations. I am. I am strong. I am enough. I am valued. I am loved. I am who God says I am. And I also challenge you as well to see yourself as God sees you. I promise you, the vision is different. The outlook is different. The perspective is different. And when you get to see how he sees you and align yourself in that, my God, the things that will happen, the things that will change your perspective, your mindset, your outlook. It will be amazing. So I challenge you to believe in yourself. Yes, you're going to sometimes, you know, think, I can't do this. Oh man, it's too hard. Believe in yourself. You've got this, and you're not alone. You're not alone. So you have to make sure that you believe in yourself and find a way to encourage yourself along the journey. Even with this, I could have said, what? Me? Host of my own show? I can't do that. I've never had a radio show before. Now, I've been interviewed before on radio shows. I've been a person who's given content on the show, been a content provider on the show. I've done different things, but I've never hosted. And I could have talked myself out of it and said, you know, well, you can't do this. What is that going to look like? You know, da, 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 da. But no, I stepped into it. I encouraged myself. I got it. You can do this. Everything that you've done up to this point has equipped you for this moment. God has equipped you for this moment. So don't you dare tell yourself you can't do it. Don't you dare say that you don't have what it takes. Don't you dare say you're not enough or that you don't have enough to see it through. Yes, you do. You absolutely do. Just believe in yourself. And then lastly, big hags, B-H-A-G-S, big hags. Big hags stands for big, hairy, audacious goals. I want you to have them. And I want you to have them because these goals scare you, but they challenge you. There's so many goals that I had that scared me, but they challenged me. And I grew in the midst of the process. I could have let that fear or those scary moments paralyzed me and gave up, but I decided to move forward. I decided to move forward and allow those scary moments, those challenges, those difficulties to learn from them and to help me grow. And so I'm grateful. And so these big, hairy, audacious goals, they are going to challenge you. They're going to scare you sometimes too, but they're going to challenge you, as I've stated before. But sometimes we create safe goals, but we need to challenge ourselves. We need to take risks. We don't need to be afraid of these big hags, these big, hairy, audacious goals. We need to take risks. Sometimes our comfortability keeps us stagnant and it keeps us safe, but we need to grow. We need to grow. So I want you to remember, you can do anything. And if you believe and trust yourself, write the plan and take action. I don't know. I want to share this last little bit with you. I don't know if you guys, you know, have seen on social media where you have a little girl that she's holding a little tiny teddy bear. And then God is in front of her, holding his hand out. And I love this picture. It's one of my favorites because she's holding on to this little teddy bear saying, God, you know, I love this. This is my favorite. Oh my goodness. And God is like, give it to me. She's saying, oh God, you know, but my granny gave it to me. My grandpa, he gave it to me. I can't give it up. And he's like, trust me and give it to me. She's like, oh my God, I can't. I've had it since I was 1 year old. I can't let go of it. This is so dear to me. I can't let go. Or I got it when my mom or my dad passed. I can't give it up. He's saying, give it to me. Daughter, trust me. Son, trust me. If you give it to me, there's so much more I have in store for you. And she doesn't see that he has this huge teddy bear behind his back because she's so, and she doesn't see and she doesn't know it, but it's because she's holding on so tight to the little teddy bear that she holds so dear to her. when God is saying, let it go, because I have so much more in store for you. I love this because this is how we are. I love this image because this is how we are. We want to hold on so tight. Make those safe, create those safe goals because we're comfortable. We don't take risks because we're comfortable. We won't go after our dreams because we're comfortable. We won't go into an unfamiliar territory because we're comfortable. We're safe. It's dear to us. When God is saying, my child, my son, my daughter, if you let go and give me that, I have so much more for you. I have enlarged your territory, but I need you to trust me. I need you to believe in me. I need you to have faith in me. The promises that I've given to you, that I've said to you, that I've declared to you, I need you to let go of your past so that you can embrace the future that I've given you, that I've predestined for you. He says, only if you let go and grab a hold of my hand, there's so much more. How many of you are willing to let go so that you can grab a hold of the more that God has for you? How many of you are ready to let go and release so that you can grab a hold of the plan that God has laid out for you, your destiny that he has created for you? How many of you are ready to let go? If we look at that picture, and even more simpler, if we put a pen or put a coin in our hand, or we put something in our hand, we have to grip it, right? Which means until we release that grip, we can't grab a hold of anything else. And God wants us to release that grip so that we can grab a hold of the new things that he has for us. Grab a hold of the new season that he has for us. Grab a hold of that destiny that he has for us. It's up to us. Do we stay clenched to those things of the past, to those dear moments, to those dear people, to those dear situations? Do we stay clenched to that? Or do we release and let go and let God have his way? You know, God prunes not only bad things out of our lives, but he also prunes the good fruit. Sometimes he has to prune those good fruits. Those good fruits can be a great situation that you see that is being fruitful, right? It could be a job, a position that's fruitful. It's doing great things, you're doing well. But he will even prune the good fruit so that you can become better, because there's more. He will prune the good fruit so that you can do and move on to do the things that he's called you to do. There's more. Just because you get to level one, it doesn't mean that there's not more levels that you can grow and have good fruit in and be fruitful. There's more. And we have to be ready for the more. Are you ready to release and let go and unclench that grip so that you can embrace and grab a hold of what God has in store for you? Are you ready? I want to encourage you to dream, believe, and achieve. Never stop dreaming. Don't give up. Yes, it will get rough at times, but you can make it. You can see your dreams manifest if you continue to push. Keep that image in your head of the little girl holding on to her teddy bear, and God is holding out his hand saying, my son or my daughter, I have more. If you will only let go, give me your hand and grab a hold of the more. Well, we've come to the end of the show, and I appreciate you for joining me on today. I hope that you've been encouraged and inspired. And know that you're not alone. And so if you have any questions you would like for me to answer during one of my shows, or if you would like to be a guest on my show, please email me at connect@lifecoachk.com. That is connect@lifecoachk.com. All spelt correctly. connect@lifecoachk.com. You can also follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Transformational Coach K, and on Twitter at For Life Coach K. That is the number 4 Life Coach K. All of that is spelt correctly as well. Continue to be great on purpose. And until next time, I am Transformational Coach K. Be blessed.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.